Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Also, one of the sports that doesn't get a lot of coverage, but certainly should, is wrestling. High school and college wrestling. Now, high school wrestling and college wrestling, both bearing a huge brunt in this. High school wrestling has the senior nationals, which were supposed to be coming up for all the teams that won, or the kids that won at state, and then college wrestling, which is, I mean, I know that a lot of people listening have no clue, but you go to a college wrestling tournament, they're sold out for the 3 days. I mean, jam-packed, making money. You talk about pumping the economy this year in Minnesota. It's been at St. Louis. It's been in Albany. So it's been everywhere. But we flash back to 2 weeks ago, speaking about high school wrestling, and Coach Vic Balmaceda from South Dade. I mean, this is a, we told you, this is a program that has won 7 in a row, 15 overall, 16, 18 with the, you talk about the duels, but this is a program that has set standards in wrestling, and every year we have Coach Balmaceda on to talk about wrestling, and certainly not only does this program now pump these kids at the next level, they're going to big-time schools. We have Pat Lugo at Iowa. Vic's son Brevin is at Oklahoma State. A ton of kids that are coming out of this area. And recently, South Dade won the state title again, 3A state title. And Coach Balmaceda is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on this ongoing success that you guys have built down south.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. It's good to talk to you.
You know, this is, as we prefaced, I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago, this wasn't bothering us. I mean, you know, we knew it was looming. But now, with the kids like your own Brettley Reyna and a couple of other kids that had an opportunity to go to senior nationals, which is a big thing. I mean, they get a chance to go against the best of the best in the country. I mean, they do that anyway. But that, and then watching your one of your former wrestlers, Pat Lugo, had a legitimate shot to win it all this year. Now getting that taken away from him. Talk about that. I mean, because, you know, it goes so much further. I mean, you know, people go, oh, it's basketball and it's baseball and this and that. And but from a wrestling standpoint, the NCAAs, from a revenue standpoint, I mean, it's crazy what it does for any city that it goes into. This year in Minneapolis, and in the past, as I said, St. Louis and Ames, Iowa, and places like that. Talk about that, because I don't think the average person down here in South Florida has a clue how big wrestling is, first of all, nationally, and how big it is from a financial standpoint.
Oh, it's huge. We were blessed just to get in our state tournament. If we, you know, we had it 1 week later, we wouldn't be talking to each other right now. We wouldn't be celebrating our state championship. So we were blessed just to be able to wrestle in our state tournament. There's a few states that didn't get to wrestle their actual state championships. And like you said, we're not going to get to travel to go to the nationals. I think they're postponed and they're putting it in May or something.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah. You know, we'll see how it turns out. But yeah, we're heartbroken that we didn't get to go watch Pat Lugo compete for a national title. He was seeded number one in the tournament. The brackets had just come out. I mean, it's a big trip that all the coaches plan every year. It's like Disney World for the wrestling coaches. You know, we go and spend 5 days there, and we were fortunate. And, you know, Pat had a great season.
Sure.
and won the Big Tens, and then ended up being the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. And We were really looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's heartbreaking not to be able to go see him, and then it's heartbreaking for us not to be able to compete ourselves in the high school championships, you know?
And wrestling is obviously an individual sport, but you guys have really, and it started with Coach Mike McCoy and then yourself for the last decade plus, making it such a team sport. And the things go in the off season where your assistant coach Duck Reyna has taken his youth programs and have parlayed that into a lot of success. And no matter what school, just not at South Day, but Doral Academy and a lot of the middle schools, a lot of them belong to the club program, which goes year round. So this isn't something that everybody, because the average person, you know as well as I do, it's wrestling is a low totem pole sport when it comes to the actual covering of it, the actual exposure of it. But I mean, it's a year round deal. I mean, these kids, I mean, most of them would have already started for next year. They already would have had club tournaments this weekend around the state. The impact is amazing. But from your standpoint, putting together such a great program, a program that goes up there, goes anywhere with the mindset as we're coming away with championships, we're going to win this thing. Obviously, teams are getting closer and making more of a push. But you look at this year's state championships, and besides yourself and Lake Highland Prep, you had a great battle at 2A between Lake Gibson and Tampa Jesuit, two really good teams that are top four in this state, no doubt. Wrestling has really started to, I mean, it used to be huge down in South Florida. I mean, it still is for the most part in the larger schools. But Broward without a middle school program kind of really hurts them when it comes to the state titles. Coach Alan Held has done a great job with Cypress Bay. Coach Joey Bisucci's done a great job at Somerset. And, and there's a few schools that do it. Is the rest of the state, are they on a middle school program too? How does that work?
There's certain counties that have middle school wrestling. I think Hillsborough County in Tampa, I think they have the key is now to keep up with the South Dades and Lake Highland Preps is the kids program, to get them even before middle school, to have a kids club. And Broward's starting to pick that up. I know there's a few clubs over there that have kids clubs and stuff like that. And that's when you'll start seeing the 3- and 4-time state champions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you said it earlier, year-round wrestling. The regular season ends, and then within a week or two, it's freestyle and Greco season, and you continue, you just wrestle year-round. And that's why you see Cypress Bay and Somerset, doing well, because they're doing it, year-round. So that the secret is kids club, getting them early, starting them early, because wrestling's not something you can learn right away. You don't see it on TV that often. You don't see it that much, so it takes a while to learn it. So when we get a guy that's been wrestling since he was in, third or fourth grade or earlier than that, we're really looking to, pump out a 3- or 4-time state champ out of him.
Yeah, no doubt. Vic Balmaceda is the head coach at South Dade, does an awesome job. And speaking about that, you crowned your second state, 4-time state title in as many years. This year with Brett Lee Reyna, last year with your son, Brevin, who is at Oklahoma State. Talk about Brett Lee Reyna. I mean, here's a kid that I remember. He was, I think, just about when he was born, he was crawling on the mat. And this is a kid who, smart young man, listens to whatever. He's a sponge when it comes to wrestling. He learns really quick. Talk about his success. I mean, because that's awesome, a 4-time state champion. I think we've only had three, right? Earl Hall, and your son,
My son, and then Bradley.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
And they all went South Dade. Bradley's a Jedi, man. He's a wrestling savant. He does things that me and his dad look at each other and like, wow, how did he just do that? His technique and level of understanding of wrestling is at a coach's level already, and then he's flexible, and then he loves it, and he's a student of the game, and pleasure to coach. His temperament is real solid, and stable, and
he's special.
Oh, he's special. Yeah, he makes South Dade look great every time he steps on the mat. And he's going to, go on to wrestle at the University of Iowa as well, number one ranked team in the nation. So We're looking for real big things out of him. Yeah, that's great. I know.
Yeah, yeah, and he gets a room, I guess, with Pat, which will kind of help him ease his way into college life. And, you know, you and I talk about your son all the time, how he's eased into it, and being in a room with John Smith, who's as iconic as you can get in the sport as a head wrestling coach, and certainly a lot of people around him at Oklahoma State. How's he adapted as a student athlete?
He likes it. He loves it. And every time I speak with Coach Smith, he has really, really good things to say about him. And I'm like, you sure you're talking about my son? Because he talks so highly of him.
Right.
But he's doing well. He's got a 3.84 GPA.
Wow.
He in the room, he was wrestling against the kid that Pat Lugo wrestled in the dual meet. The kid was ranked as high as number one in the nation this year, and that's his workout partner every day.
Wow.
And he got his butt kicked for a while, and now he's kind of holding strong against him. Still probably getting his butt kicked, but not as often, you know. Yeah. But he's loving it. He says he loves it. It's a big transition going from high school to that level of D1 wrestling, you know.
You know, before I let you go, I know you and I talked about the correlation between football and wrestling, and you're a big football guy, and you've always encouraged it all the way back since Darren Baldwin and certainly Caron Taylor and Hill. And you've had a lot of kids that have come off the football field and done well for you wrestling. Any up-and-coming kids that we have, or kind of young kids?
Not really. Our heavyweight this year, he didn't qualify for state. He was the one kid that didn't qualify, but he just started wrestling this year, and he ended up winning over 30 matches. And just from his toughness of playing football and his understanding of his body, and it was amazing. Just to see, he stepped off the football field, asked if he could wrestle. I didn't know if he was going to make it. He wasn't a super fit looking heavyweight or nothing, right. But I was amazed at the way he picked up wrestling and was able to. He won the district title. He placed at GMACs. He placed at every tournament, and then he got kind of sick going into regionals. But yeah, every year we get a couple kids here or there that step in the room and find a spot onto our starting team. So yeah, it's really important to keep the football players interested in wrestling.
Good stuff. Vic, I appreciate it, Coach, for joining us. Congratulations on everything that continues to come your way. We'll check back in with you. Stay safe. Tell our loves kids to wash their hands. That's the only way we're going to defeat this. All right, buddy. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Good job. Vic Balmaceda, you like high school. I mean, I'm telling you like any competitive sport. South Dade is dominated, just dominated, high school wrestling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.